has joined.
Good morning.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
But I'm going to start, because I do this for myself as well as for everybody who comes.
Okay.
And it's only supposed to be a half hour, so I don't want to lose any time. So we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarechu ish kintei bit hilu urchimu ut hilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yud hei bavavhe. Yehud ha'shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohim ale de ma'asei yadenu kunanei ale de ma'asei yadenu kunanehu. We're doing the third Aliyah because I missed the class yesterday. And we'll also do the fourth Aliyah. The third Aliyah is Genesis chapter 24, verses 10 to 26. It's a total of 17 verses, and we know that that's a connection to the word Tov in Hebrew, which translates as good. And that's also a connection to the third day of creation, where the word Tov is used twice. Actually, the word Tov is, it says it was Tov, and then it says it's Tov Meod, which is translates as very good, and the sages explain that very good means that it's representing Tov for the second day of creation, which was not said it was good. And so Tov Meod is the completion of the second day as well as the balance that's created on the third day. Verse 10.
Vayikach ha'eved asara gmalim. Migmalei Adonav vayelech v'kol tov Adonav v'yado v'wayakam vayelech el aram nachorayim el ir nachor vayavrech hagmalim michutz la'ir El be'er ha'mayim le'et erev le'et za'at ha'sho'avot. Vayomar Adonai yohewahe Adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo Elohe Adoni Avraham hachreina Lefanai hayom wasei chesed im Adoni Avraham Hine anochi nitzav al ein hamayim uvnot anshei hayir yotzot lishov mayim Wechaya hanara asher omar elecha hatina kadech v'yeshte v'yamra shete v'gam gemalecha ashkelta hako ho ho kachta le'abdecha Yitzhak uvaida ki asita chesed im Adoni.
In this verse, which is verse 14, the second word hana'ara
is written without the hay. I'm not sure what na'ar means. But the hay at the end of the word, which makes it feminine versus masculine, also means in the direction of. And this word na'ar, if we permutate the letters, it's referring to the falling evil. But that's not going to be what the translation is, and we'll take a look at it when we get to the English. Verse 15. Vayhi hu terem ki la ledaber vehine rivka yotzeat asher yulda livtu el ben milka eshet machor achi Avraham vekada al shikma. And again, we have this same idea. The hay is being added to the same word, hana'ar. Only this time it has a vav at the beginning, which is an indication that it's connecting to the previous verse. Tovat mare meod betula ve'ishlo yada vatered hana vat mare kada vata al vayaret haeved likrata vayomer hagmini Nameat maim mikadech, vatomer shete, adoni vat maher, vatored kada, al yada vatashkehu. Vat kal hashkoto. Vatomer gam lig malecha esh av adim kilu lishtot v'tamacher vat arkada el hashtasket vatarat od El haber lisho bat yishav lekol gemalav. V'ha'ish mishtae la macharish ledat.
Has joined.
Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. Darko imlo. Vayehi kasher kilu hagmalim lishtot vayika haish nezem zahav baka mishkalo shnei tamidin al yadeha asara zahav mishkalam Vayomer bat miyat agidi nali hayesh bet avicha avich makom lanu lalin vatomer elav bat betuel anochi ben milka asher yalda lenahor Tomer elav gam teven gam mispo Rav imanu gam makom Vayikod ha'ish, vayishtachu ladonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu heyo. That's the completion of the third Aliyah in Hebrew. We'll now connect to the English. Starting with verse 10 from chapter 24. And the servant took 10 camels of his master's camels, and he went, and all the best of his master was in his hand. And he arose, and he went to Aram Naharaim, to the city of Nahor. And he made the camels kneel outside the city beside the well of water at eventide, at the time the maidens go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord, the God of my master, Abraham, please cause to happen to me today and perform loving kindness with my master, Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the water fountain, and the daughters of the people of the city are coming out to draw water. And it will be that the maiden to whom I will say, lower your pitcher, and I will drink, and she will say, drink, and I will also water your camels. Her have you designated for your servant, for Isaac, and through her may I know that you have performed loving kindness with my master. Now this is the in the Hebrew we had said that this word na'ara, ha-na'ara, is written without the hey. So let's see how they translated it. It's the second word. Okay, so it's being translated the maiden, and they're adding this idea of the maiden. So the word is maiden, and it's being said in the feminine with the hey at the end, but it's being written in the male. Now, one hint of that is the Midrash that Rivka wasn't able to have a child, and that would be part of the reason for that. That's just a thought I have. I'm not sure what the reason is. So, verse 15. Now he had not yet finished speaking, and behold, Rebekah came out, who had been born to Betuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, and her pitcher was on her shoulder. Now the maiden was of very comely appearance, a virgin, and no man had been intimate with her. And she went down to the fountain, and she filled her pitcher and went up. And this is the same word. It's being nahar, with the hey at the end is the way we read it, the way we say it, while it's being written without the hey. Verse 17. And the servant ran toward her, and he said, please let me sip a little water from your pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and lowered her pitcher to her hand, and she gave him to drink. And she finished giving him to drink, and she said, I will also draw for your camels until they will have finished drinking. And she hastened, and she emptied her pitcher into the trough. And she ran again to the well to draw water, and she drew for all his camels. And the man was astonished at her, standing silent, waiting to know whether the Lord had caused his way to prosper or not. Now it came about, when the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel, and two bracelets for her hands weighing 10 gold shekels. And he said, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there place for us for lodging in your father's house?" And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Betuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor." And she said to him, "Both straw and fodder are plentiful with us. There is also a place to lodge." And the man kneeled and prostrated himself to the Lord. And now let us read the fourth Aliyah. This is actually the Aliyah for today. And it is chapter 24, verses 27 to 52. So this is 26 verses long, which, as we know, is the connection to Hashem's name, Gematria, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is 26. We start with verse 27. Vayomer Baruch Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu he yo. Elohe Adoni Abraham, Asher lo azav, Azdova amito, Meim Adoni anoki, Vederech nachani. Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo betahe adoni. Watara tanara. Again, we have the male and the female. Wataked levet ima kadbarim haele urivka ah. Ushmo Lavan, Vayarat Lavan, El Haish Hachutza, El Ha'ayin. Vayehi Kirot Et Hanezem, Ve'et Atzmidim, Al Yedei Achoto, Ukshamo, Et divrei Rivka achoto lemor, ko diber elai haish vayavo, el haish bat hine omed al hagmalim, al ha'ayin vayomer bo baruch, Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo. Lama tamod b'chutz b'chutz v'anochi. Niti habayit makom lagmalim. Vayavo haish habata baita. Vayipachata. Hagmalim vayiten teven. Umi yispol hagmalim umayim. Lirchots raglav. Beragle ha'anashim. Asher ito. Vayosham. Lefanav le'ekol vayomer. Lokal ad im dibarti, devarai vayomer daber. Vayomar eved Avraham anochi. Vadonai yohi wahi adanu yo yo ahi da wanu heyo. Berach et Adoni. Meod vayigdal vayiten lo. Tzon uvakar v'kesef. V'zahav v'avadim u'shpachot. U'balim v'chamorim. V'teled tzara eshet. Adoni v'en ladoni. Acharei ziknata vayiten lo, et kol asher lo. Vayashpieni Adoni leimor, lo tikach isha, livni mibnot, haknani asher anochi, yoshev biarzo. Im lo el beit avi telech ve'el mishpachti ve'lachachta isha livni vayomar le'el adoni ulai lo telech ha'isha acharei vayomer elai Adonai yohi wahi adanu yo yo ahi da wanu heyo. Asher hitalakti lefanav yishla malako ita. Vehitzliya darkecha velakata isha livni mi mishpati umi beit avin. Az tinake me'alati, ki tavo el mishpachti, ve'im lo yitnu lach, v'hayita naki me'alati. V'avo hayom el ha'ayin, v'yomar, Adonai yohe wahe, adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu heyo, Elohe Adoni, Avraham im yeshka na matzliya, darki asher anochi, olecha lecha, hine anochi nitzav. Alein hamayim v'haya ha'alma hayotzet shlisho v'amarti elecha ashkini na me'at mayim mikadech v'yamra elai gam atah shete v'gam lemkadech Ligmalecha Eshavu Eshavi Aisha Asher Hokia Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Wahe Dawanu Heyo Leven Adoni Ani Terem Akale Ledaber Elibi Behine Rivka Yotzet Bekada Al Shikma Vatered Ayana Batisha Vayomar Elecha Ashkini na vat maher v'tored tadam be'alecha vat omer shete v'gam gemalecha asker v'esh v'gam hagmalim hichkata v'eshal ota Vayomar bat mi'at batomer bat betuel ben nahor asher yalda lo milka v'yasim anezem al apa v'hatzmidim al yadecha v'ekod v'eshtachav Ladonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu heyo va avarech et adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu heyo Elohe adoni Abraham asher hinchani v'derech emet לקחת את בת אחי, אדוני לבנו, ואתה אם ישכם עושים חסד ואמת את אדוני הגידו לי ואם לא הגידו לי ואפנה על ימין או על שמאל. Simol Vayan Levan Uptuel Vayomru Me Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Yatsa Hadavar Lo Nukal Daber Elecha Ra Oto Hine Rivka Lifanecha Kach Velech Udhisha Leven Adonecha Kaasher Diber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Vayehi Kaasher Shama Eved Abraham et Ivrehem Vayishtachu Artsa Ladonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Wahe Dawanu Heyo. That's the end of the Hebrew reading. Now read the translation. Verse 27, and he said, Blessed is the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth from my master. As for me, the Lord led me on the road to the house of my master's kinsman. And the maiden ran, and she told her mother's house what had happened. Now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. And Laban ran to the man outside, to the fountain. And it came to pass, when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of his sister Rebekah, saying, So did the man speak to me. But he came to the man, and behold, he was standing over the camels at the fountain. And he said, Come, you who are blessed of the Lord, why should you stand outside when I have cleared the house and a place for the camels? So the man came to the house and unmuzzled the camels, and he gave straw and fodder to the camels and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. And food was set before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have spoken my words. And he said, Speak. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, And the Lord blessed my master exceedingly, and he became great. And he gave him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, manservants and maidservants, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master after she had become old, and he gave him all that he possesses. And my master adjured me, saying, "You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. Instead, you must go to my father's house and to my family and take a wife for my son." And I said to my master, "Perhaps the woman will not follow me." And he said to me, "The Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you and make your way prosper, and you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. You will then be absolved from my oath when you come to my family. And if they do not give her to you, you will be absolved from my oath." So I came today to the fountain, and I said, "O Lord, God of my master Abraham, if you desire to prosper my way upon which I am going, behold, I am standing by the water fountain. When a maiden comes out to draw water, I will say to her, 'Please give me a little water to drink from your pitcher.' And if she will say to me, 'You too may drink, and I will also draw water for your camels,' she is the woman whom the Lord has designated for my master's son." I had not yet finished speaking thus in my heart, and behold, Rebekah came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down to the fountain and drew water. And I said to her, "Please give me to drink." And she hastened and lowered her pitcher from upon her, and she said, "Drink, and I will also water your camels." So I drank, and she also watered the camels. And I asked her, and I said, "Whose daughter are you?" And she replied, "The daughter of Bethuel, the son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him." And I placed the nose ring on her nose and the bracelets on her hand. And I kneeled and prostrated myself to the Lord. And I blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who led me on the true path to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. And now, if you will do loving kindness and truth with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, and I will turn to the right or to the left." And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "That the matter has emanated from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be a wife for your master's son, as the Lord has spoken." Now it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he prostrated himself on the ground to the Lord. This is the second of three readings within this parasha that is essentially the same, telling the story of how Abraham sent Eliezer to procure a wife for Isaac from his father's house. The Torah never adds words that are unnecessary. Three times in this parasha, we will hear the same essential story. There are minor differences between them. We don't really know why, or I've never read a reason why. There may be many reasons why, but it is extremely significant that there are these three times that the same words are being expressed in the Torah. We have finished for today. Are there any questions? You all have a beautiful day.
No questions. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom gadol. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.